Welcome to installment 329 of Sefer HaMitzvot from the Rambam. Today's portion contains four commandments. Positive commandment number 174 is the commandment to listen to the words of the great Sanhedrin, the Beis Din HaGadol. Prohibition number 312 is the prohibition not to turn away or ignore the words of our sages, including the law of a Zaken Mamre, a sage who rebels against the other Chachamim. Prohibition number 313 is the prohibition of adding on extra mitzvahs to the Torah. And prohibition number 314 is a prohibition against subtracting any mitzvahs from the Torah. In the laws of Sanhedrin regarding Jewish courts, the Rambam explains how disputes were settled in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Every city had its own court, but when a case came too difficult for them to judge, they would bring it to Jerusalem, where on the Temple Mount there was a special court. Should this court, this Sanhedrin, which sat on the Temple Mount, be unable to decide the case, they brought it to the higher court, which is on the entrance to the courtyard, the Azara. Should they be unable to solve the case, it would be brought to the Sanhedrin Gedela, who in the Lishkas HaGozis, a special room, half inside and half outside the temple. And this great Sanhedrin of 71 was the final authority in Jewish law. Positive commandment 174 is to follow the rulings of this Beis Din HaGadol, and in any matter regarding what is prohibited and what is permitted, to follow their rulings and not to transgress. Although this commandment applies primarily to contradicting the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, the Chinuch explains that the same thing applies in every generation, that the head leader, the greatest sage of the generation, must be followed. Yiftach v'deira k'shmul b'deira. Just as the great prophet Shmuel had to be followed, so to Yiftach, who was inferior in many ways to other Jewish leaders, in his generation was the supreme authority and had to be followed. And the one who transgresses upon this is violating the commandments, says the Chinuch, and has a tremendously great punishment, because this is a fundamental principle, a pillar upon which all of Torah stands. And as the other commentaries explain, that without this final authority, there would be nothing but disagreement among the Jewish people. And therefore they say, you must follow them right or left. And our sages say, even if they tell you that the right is the left and the left is the right. As the explanation is given, even if in one case they should happen to make a wrong decision, you must nevertheless follow them. And the reason is, it is better to make a slight mistake in such a case than to contradict their teachings and thereby rip the Torah to shreds and completely strip it of any meaning or any power, and people will no longer be able to follow the Torah, being uncertain what to do since they have to make all of their own decisions. Rather, we must submit ourselves to the supreme halachic authority of the Beis Din HaGadol. The source of this commandment is in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 11, which states, Al piyateir asher yirucha, according to the Torah that they teach you, v'al ha-mishpat asher yemlu l'cha tase, and according to the judgments which they declare you should do. This includes all judgments of the Beis Din HaGadol, whether it is a Kabbalah, something they have had passed down to them through the ages of their teachers in terms of Torah interpretation. So too, should it be a method of Torah interpretation based on the 13 rules of interpreting the Torah. And so too, any rabbinic decrees which are made, either temporarily in order to prevent a certain misdeed in the Jewish community, or to build a fence around something which people have been accustomed to violate. Any of these cases, when it seems to the Beis Din that they must make such a decree in order to strengthen the Torah, they make such a decree, and we are required by biblical law to follow them. And this is one of the amazing ideas expressed in this commandment, that even rabbinic decrees must be followed by Torah law, that since the Torah says, Al piyateir asher yirucha, the Torah that is taught, and then the Torah says again, and according to the judgment that they say. Why is it repeated twice? The Rambam explains in his legal code that the first is referring to all of the rabbinic commands, all of these different categories, and there he elucidates three categories, gezeiros, things which are a fence around the Torah, such as the prohibition of chicken and milk to keep us from eating regular meat and milk, so to takanas, things established by the sages, such as washing of the hands, and minhages, different customs, such as the arava on Hoshana Rabbah, saying halal and Rosh Chodesh, and so on. All of these are under the category of rabbinic commands. However, the Torah says we must obey all commands of the sages, al piyatera shayirucha. Therefore, according to the Rambam, even violating a rabbinic command and even a custom is a matter of Torah law. And the second half of the pasuk, v'ala mishpat asher yemru, according to the judgment that they say, these are cases of biblical interpretation regarding the 13 principles of Torah interpretation and so on. The Rambam quotes the Sifri, which declares clearly that this is a mitzvah's essay, a positive commandment of the Torah, and in addition quotes the tractate Sanhedrin, particularly at the end, where the details of this law are discussed. Just as we have a positive commandment to listen to the sages, we have a prohibition from turning away from their teachings. This is prohibition number 312, which is derived from the same verse at the end, which states, Leisoseh min adavar asher yagidu lecha. Do not turn away from what they declare to you. This is a prohibition from disagreeing with the statements of our sages and their determinations regarding commands of the Torah, that we are not allowed to reject or rebel against their decisions or to act differently from the way that they decide is fit to behave. And from the Rambam's legal code, it becomes evident that this prohibition also applies to someone that violates a rabbinic law, that this also was included under the category of turning away from the words of the sages, meaning not only their Torah interpretations, the laws that they determine are of biblical origin, but even of all of the rabbinical categories we mentioned previously. The Sifri, again, is quoted by the Rambam as stating explicitly that this is a prohibition of the Torah. Including in this general prohibition is a special category, that of a zaken mamre, a Torah sage who has rebelled against the Torah. The Rambam says that his punishment is a special one. He is punishable by death, by strangulation, or chenek, as explained in the end of Tractate Sanhedrin, where all of these laws are explained. A zaken mamre is not just a person who rebels against the Torah. Rather, he is a known sage of the Torah, someone who has had smicha, who has been ordained in the Torah tradition tracing back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and is someone who was accustomed to teaching in Jewish law and issuing legal decisions. Should it come to a case, and he makes a determination which is different than that of the Beis Din HaGadol, that he is warned, he is brought first to the lowest of the three courts we mentioned earlier, and he is warned that he must stop teaching that way. If he refuses, then he is brought to the second court, and should he still refuse, he is brought to the Beis Din HaGadol, who warns him he must not act like he has done regarding this particular decision, and he must not tell anyone else to do so. Should he issue such a decision to do as he says, or that he himself follows the decision, then regardless of his reason for doing so, even should he have been told by his teachers that this is the proper legal decision, nevertheless he is punishable by death. And he is brought back to Jerusalem, and he is held there until one of the holidays, when all of the Jewish people come to the Beis HaMikdash in Jerusalem, and then it is announced that he is being put to death as a zaken mamre, a sage who has rejected the Torah and rebelled against the sages, and then is then put to death publicly in leman yishmu v'yirou, in order that people should have fear and respect of the sages and not go away from their teachings. There are many details involved with judging a zaken mamre, such as the status of the mitzvah which he judged. In general, it must be that he made an incorrect determination regarding a law involving kares, or excision of the soul. Tefillin is another example of something which is not kares. One example of something which is not kares, which is zaken mamre, also could be put to death for, saying we add on a fifth box of the tefillin, for example. For any of these cases, a zaken mamre is put to death. This relates to our next commandment, prohibition number 313. 313 and 314 are both related and derived from the same verse, Deuteronomy 13, verse 1, which states, Leisaisei for love, one must not add to the Torah, velosigru imenu, and one must not subtract from the Torah. Anyone that adds on to a teaching of the Torah, whether written or oral, is violating Prohibition 313. And anyone that subtracts from the Torah, again oral or written, is violating Prohibition 314. How do we see that these are biblical commandments? The Rambam says that many places in the saying of our sages, a case is discussed, and they say, Eivra bal tesif, or Eivra bal sigra, that one is transgressing on the prohibition of adding or subtracting against the Torah. From this we see that it is evident that these are considered to be biblical violations. Examples might be of adding or subtracting to the number of boxes in the tefillin. The number of boxes of parshas is four. If one would add on a fifth, one would be violating the prohibition of adding on. Should one have just three, he would be violating the prohibition of le sigra, of subtracting from the Torah. We might think, we could understand that subtracting from the Torah is a terrible thing, but what would be wrong with adding to the Torah? There are a number of explanations of this. One is that Torah Hashem Tmima, Hashem's Torah is perfect, and therefore even adding on, according to our own understanding of what is correct, is indicating our feeling that the Torah is imperfect, and we must add on to it, therefore it is forbidden. Another example is given from the story of Adam and Eve, that at the time that Adam was told, do not eat from the tree, when the serpent came to Eve, she was told that didn't Hashem command not to touch the tree or eat from it? Then he pushed her into the tree, and upon touching it, he said, see, the commandment does not involve any danger. You can touch the tree and not be hurt, even though God commanded not to. So even though it would seem that describing the commandment not to eat the tree and adding on to it saying one must not even touch the tree would be not anything negative, we see from this came not only a sin, but a destruction of the entire world plan, which would have come about had the sin of the tree of knowledge not taken place. Through adding on to the Torah, adding on another dimension that one may not touch the tree, in reality one was subtracting from the Torah, taking it away. The Ramban says, in fact, any holiday that one adds, saying this is a new holiday of the Torah, would also be concluded under the prohibition of Leisaisef, not to add on to the Torah. The Lubavitch Rebbe Shlita gives a practical example of this. By describing the mitzvah of Yahavtu L'Reach HaKamecha, Am V'Yisrael, loving one's fellow Jew. So first of all, we must not subtract from this, and we must not reprimand our fellow in a way which is embarrassing, and do it with great anger. Rather, it must be done with compassion, and with an attempt and a desire to bring the person closer to Torah and mitzvahs. However, at the same time we must not subtract, we must not add too much either. One could have so much Avos Yisrael, so much love, that he refuses even to reprimand, and refuses to try to adjust or encourage the person to improve his behavior. We see therefore the danger in adding on in too much Avos Yisrael, because this is not true Avos Yisrael. Through thinking that one is adding, one is in reality subtracting. That the true love of a fellow Jew is through encouraging them to come closer to the ways of the Torah and helping them do so. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor this year, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.